Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. Charlotte Penrose, who writes this week the content for this radio address, was married last weekend. We at Berkshire Style wish her great joy, love, and happiness in her new life with Matt. Our feature takes a look at the borough of Bantam, a hot spot for the arts as well as a destination of sorts for locals and out-of-towners alike. Within 1 square mile, the borough has pretty much everything a center needs. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for your enjoyment, both virtual and in person. Book Talk, Boccaccio in the Berkshires. This is virtual. Authors and filmmakers and the director of The Clark will join in conversation about Messley's novel, Boccaccio in the Berkshires. In a profoundly satirical homage to the 14th century writer Giovanni Boccaccio, the Decameron, Boccaccio's short stories told tales of 10 people sheltering in a villa outside Florence to escape the Black Death. Governor chronicles the contemporary story of 10 pandemic survivors who shelter together in an Italianate mansion in the Berkshires. They form an unexpected bond as they tell each other stories to cope with the bizarre conditions of the modern world. Transformer Comedy Festival, Pittsfield Renewed. This is in person. The festival debuts this year with 3 nights of comedy. Kicking it off is Los Angeles-born and New York City-based comedian Caitlin Cook, known for combining witty one-liners and storytelling with hilarious, irreverent musical comedy and projected visuals. Friday night brings writer and comedian Anthony DeVito to the stage. He has many television credits. Headlining the final night is writer and comedian Josh Gondelman, with multiple TV appearances and 5 years at Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. At the Comedy Grotto at Platt Burger Society in Pittsfield and at Dottie's Coffee Lounge in Pittsfield. Cadillac Crew, Remembering Forgotten Leaders. This is in person. In Wham's full main stage production, 4 female activists are working in a Virginia civil rights office on the day of a much anticipated speech by Rosa Parks. From the civil rights movement to the present day, Cadillac Crew illuminates forgotten leaders who blazed the trail for desegregation and women's rights. With remarkable insight and unexpected humor, the play asks, what happens when Black women refuse to be written out of history? At Shakespeare and Company in Lenox. I'm not a comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. This is in person. Critically acclaimed actor Ronnie Marmo, with the blessings of the late Lenny Bruce's daughter and the Lenny Bruce Foundation, takes the stage to present I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, a one-man play chronicling the life and death of the most controversial comedian and undisputed legend of all time. His unwavering commitment to and passion for free speech led to numerous obscenity charges and arrests, which Bruce fought all the way to the Supreme Court. Marmo's crowd-shocking portrayal brings the notorious funny man to life with all his electrifying, insightful, and comedic brilliance, the one and only Lenny Bruce, at the Mahaley in Great Barrington. Shattered Crystals, Surviving the Holocaust. This is virtual. Eve Kugler was born in 1931 in Halle, a German city famous as the birthplace of the famous composer George Frederick Handel and the infamous Reinhard Heydrich, the despised architect of the program to exterminate the Jews. From the early signs of ever-increasing repression against Jews to her family's escape to France, from her parents' internment at 4 different French concentration camps to their reunion in New York in 1946. Eve's book, Shattered Crystals, tells the incredible story of her family's Holocaust history and contains testimonies of child survivors to help educate people across the world, an endeavor to which Eve has dedicated her life. Our sponsored feature this month is a house named Cloudscape. A surf, soft, curved, idyllic structure makes up the residence and guest house on 9.2 acres. The palette of gray materials align beautifully with the contemporary soft design, blurring the distinction between home and the environment. Our favorite thing, ghosts at the mouth. Edith Wharton began writing ghost stories late in her career, died during the preparation of Ghosts, an anthology of 10 previously published ghost stories, as well as her last story, All Souls. The Mount continues the tradition with its annual ghostly Halloween. Berkshire Kitchen, chicken leg confit. With the changing colors of the leaves and the chill of the autumn nights, Chef Leon hungers for meals that remind him of the harvest. Vegetables at the end of their growing season, rich and flavorful meat dishes are favorites at this time of year. Out on a limb, patience, my dear, is the title this month. Catherine shares some thoughts on the late Queen Elizabeth, Colonel Sanders, Thomas Edison, Walt Disney, Winston Churchill, Joe Biden, and what they have in common, how it took time and effort to produce groundbreaking results. Country Home, Hillsdale Modern. Cited at the highest point in town, this modern home captures the world around while being incredibly private. The main house has tall ceilings, tremendous natural light, and doors bringing you outside from every space. Inner elegance, who are you? Don't limit yourself with labels. Caroline looks at labels, those devoted to defining sexuality, gender, politics, spiritual beliefs, and so on. This led her to wonder, why do we label one another? Why do we want to be labeled? And how useful is it? History's Lens, the Academy building on Norfolk Green has served a variety of purposes since its construction in 1840. It was built in response to the need for school space in a rural community. Today, the historic building serves an appropriate purpose as the headquarters and museum of the Norfolk Historical Society. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. If you stay home, please spend some time on our website. Enjoy the autumn, perhaps visit the borough of Bantam, or attend a ghost tour. Have an amazing week, check out our events page, and bask in this glorious season.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.